Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Bryony from Bake Off.
Okay, well, nice.
I think I've changed my surname to From Bake Off, so.
Yes. Good. I'll see if I can read my own words.
Were you, were you called May before you got married?
No, that's my middle name, and it has a bit more of a Bryony May Bakes.
Do people often think you're married to Anita Dobson, though? Is there a lot of confusion?
People think I'm named after Brian May.
Do they go,
I didn't realise that he was married to Anita.
Like, she didn't get it either.
Awful cultural knowledge there.
You just saw the...
thank you both for humouring me. I'm not just going, what are you talking about?
Sorry.
But actually, that was quite a clever joke.
That's the outtake,
darling. Wow, that make us look, it does look really cool.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
All right, should we start this fucking thing? Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne.
And it's me, Ellie Gibson.
Guess what, Ellie?
What?
We've got Bryony from the Bake Off!
Bryony from off of the Bake Off, if that is your real name. Unbelievable!
Hi, here she is.
Yeah, that's really high pitch. Sorry, hi guys.
No, hey. I like it. I've always wanted to do a podcast where we just take helium from the start. I think that would be irritating for the
listener. Better than heroin. Goodness me. Hello, Bryony.
Hello,
welcome
guys.
You've come all the way from Bristol.
Yeah, sunny Bristol.
For the listeners out there who don't know you, the one person, which is my mum, listening into us. to us from Australia. Can you tell us about yourself?
Yeah, so I was on the last series of the Great British Bake Off, got to the semi-finals, and then failed miserably.
That is not failing, that is winning. You came fourth.
Yeah, it's not bad.
One were you, for people who get confused? Maybe they only saw one or two episodes.
Yeah, so I'm the Bristolian who talked a lot about Bristol, you know, dark hair fringe. Yeah. One hand, that's probably one of my favourites.
One hand? Don't you call it your little hand?
I call it my little hand, yeah.
Oh my god, that's so lovely.
It's like Nemo, I call it like my lucky fin sometimes. Yeah. You know? Me and Nemo, I feel a real connection to him. So yeah, I'm the one with the fingers on my left hand.
Oh, nice. I mean, that is a distinguishing feature.
I mean, isn't it though? You know? Yeah. I mean, if you're going to spot me.
Yes.
You know.
Fringe and little hand.
If you were a character in a game of Guess Who, you would be quickly eliminated,
I feel like. Absolutely, I really would be,
So you were the first person ever on the Bake Off to have a little hand.
Yes, I
amazing, see, that's first, you've that's won it. That prize.
Yes. Wasn't there someone who was about 9 in it once? I'm sure she had very small... Martha, wasn't she?
Did she
had
little hands?
Well, she was about 9. Great. 9-year-olds don't have very big hands.
She was doing her A-levels.
Yeah.
At the same time as doing Bake Off.
She was very wee, wasn't she?
Yes. She was only 17. Yeah. Goodness. I mean, not 9, but that's I mean, she could have been 9, I don't know.
Tiny, tiny hands.
Tiny, tiny hands.
You've never seen a 17-year-old and gone, oh, they're big hands, aren't they? You've never said that.
I did when I was 17. Oh, they're big hands.
Were you like, were they like farmer's hands?
Yeah. Like, okay. Oh, you're putting that where? No. So, Bryony, I mean, let's just do a segue from fingering into your life. So you're a mother.
I am.
A multilinguist.
I am, yeah. So, yeah, I did French and Spanish at uni. And, yeah, I taught it for 6 years in an all-boys school in Bristol.
So have you given up teaching for good?
I don't know. I mean, I gave up teaching when I had Nora because I decided I wanted to be a stay-at-home mum. Mm. So in the middle of the night when Nora's about 3 months old, I wake up my husband and I was like, Steve! He's like, what? He was like, okay, do you maybe think this could have waited till the morning? So I was like really relieved that I got it off my chest, so I slept really well that night, and Steve was awake for most of the night thinking over, like, can we do this? But by the time he, because he gets up really early for work, by the time he came up to see me in the morning, he's like, right, I've done the spreadsheet, I've done the calculations, I think we can do it. Like, oh my god, you just amazing. So yeah, so I haven't taught since then.
So yeah, so the Bake Off then, so yeah. So how did, so presumably you'd watched it obviously, and stuff.
I'm a huge Bake Off fan,
right?
Like, I absolutely love it,
yeah,
and have loved it for a long time.
So what was the impetus to actually go for it and apply?
I just did it on a whim. So it was the night after the semi-final, the year before, and it comes up, you know, Noel's there saying, do you think you could be on next year's Bake Off? And I was like, not really, but I'll apply anyway. So I sent it off, and they told me, because they know all these details, I sent it off. I did my whole application in an hour and a half of an evening, literally after the semi-final, and then sent it off.
So what's the application? Is it a form then?
Yeah, it's an application form. It's about like 7 pages long. It's long. Ooh. And really long-winded, like, how often do you bake puff pastry? How often do you bake this? How often do you bake that? You know, what are your... And then you've got to attach loads of photos as well.
Oh, God.
Oh, so that's where we would fall down.
Yeah, they need actual proof.
That's when the lies would start to unravel. Yeah.
And I've found out since that, you know, some people try and attach pictures that aren't theirs, but you can Google search these images and it'll come up on like someone else's
Pinterest.
Images.
Wow.
Yeah, and just like Waitrose's. Yeah.
So people are this is my bump.
Yeah.
People are trying to catfish their way onto the Bake Off.
That's insane.
I know, isn't it though?
It's a thought though, isn't it, Helen?
It has crossed my mind. Yeah.
There was some guy as well, she was saying, sending just pictures of like solitary biscuits. It's like a bourbon.
Like a Jaffa
and
cake.
And a digestive. Yeah. Like,
this is my...
I made this today.
My signature like, gem dodger.
I don't think you did. Like, no. I just don't think that's true.
No.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, yeah, and then I was like, well, I'm not going to hear anything. And then I had loads of missed calls from London, and I thought it was PPI, so I ignored it.
Yeah, of course.
Kept ignoring it. And then I was like, I better listen to these 5 answer messages I've got. It's like, hi, it's so-and-so from Bake Off. Do you think maybe you could give us a call back?
Oh my God.
Shit.
And it was Sandy, presumably.
Yeah, obviously. Sandy and Noel just calling me constantly.
Yeah.
Enough, guys.
And then you've got, like, a phone interview, and then there's a couple of live auditions after that, so...
What do you mean, live auditions?
Like, do you know what? I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Did you have to sign an NDA?
Yeah. So...
How much money do you have to give them if you break the NDA?
Like, quite a lot.
I'll give you £15 right now. Come on, let's do it.
Up. To be honest, you could probably figure out what the live auditions... Yes. consist of. I mean, it's not, you know,
there was no bikini section.
There was no, you know, dance routines.
It was
you know, firmly based on your baking prowess.
Yes. I mean, you could,
I know what it is. You go to Greg's, they blindfold you,
yeah,
and then they feed you everything that's in the little counter, and you have to say what it is. That's a yum yum, that's a cheese and bacon wrap, things like that.
Yeah,
I could fucking pass that. I could get on.
I know. And now you have to tell the difference between a vegan sausage roll and a sausage roll.
I mean, that's, you can tell that by smell, surely.
I think we should do that, Ellie. We should do a vegan sausage roll off.
Yeah,
yeah, we should. Anyway, back to the Bake Off. So how did they tell you that you've made the fucking
the whole thing?
12, was it, to begin with?
Yeah.
Did this big cake arrive at your house, and then Sandy burst out of it? You're in!
God, how good would that be?
Oh, amazing.
So it's like, after the last audition, there's a really long wait until you find out.
Oh.
So, as in, like, a couple of months. So, you know, you're waiting around thinking, is it going to happen, is it not? And they were like, right, we'll call you by 5 o'clock on Friday. Okay.
This is it.
This is exciting. So all week, literally 4:30, I get a phone call.
Oh, vomit.
And I'm in the car with my mum, and I had on a loudspeaker. And they were like, oh, yeah, just really good news, you're on. We were just screaming. This poor lovely lady, one of the producers, like me and my mum.
Oh my God.
And it was just like, I couldn't believe it. I called Steve, and I was like, Steve. Like, fucking hell.
I've done it.
Fucking hell. It was just the weirdest thing. It was amazing. It was the best feeling ever.
Yeah, I bet.
It was really cool.
So then how long did you have from getting the phone call to actually going in the tent?
About 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So then they start sending you through recipes so you can prepare.
So they tell you what all the weeks are. I mean, stop me if you want to say, but they tell you what all the weeks are. And then do they have a fairy cake week? Is that a week?
I don't know. Flapjack week.
Yeah.
I just remember the biscuit week with
the selfie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah, so yeah, you do get, yeah, you get the recipes up front, so you get a chance to practice. But obviously none of the technicals, just the signature and the showstopper.
Mm.
And yeah, you get the request through and you're like, what? Yeah. That's not a thing.
No.
Like, the biscuit chandelier came through and I was like, are you joking? Like, what even is this?
I can't make a Fabergé egg out of Rice Krispies. This is insane.
Do you know what? As you say that, though, now I'm like, oh, how could I make a Fabergé egg out of Rice Krispies? Like, it's completely changed my opinion of, like, how
challenge
I do things.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, absolutely.
Melt some marshmallows.
Yeah, I know, pretty much.
Done it.
Pretty much. Welcome. Job done.
Yeah.
Good. and then you're that's it. You're on. Like, start April, I think it is. End of April.
Did you, were you just shitting your pants?
Yeah, my daughter, Nora, got chicken pox 2 days before it went.
Oh, brilliant. No. Great.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I was going up and I was like, I can't believe she's got chicken pox. This is mad. My husband is like, he's incredible and he was brilliant. He was like, you know, you're going to go, you're going to be fine. It's going to be all good. Don't worry.
Were you sure she wasn't just covered in Rice Krispies from the Fabergé egg?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, no.
And she, it wasn't cool. It wasn't good. And I felt really bad leaving her. And then, to add on top of that, when we arrived at the train station, I got off, took my suitcase, left my rucksack with all of my makeup, all of my stuff, literally left it on the train. Uh-huh. So I arrived, I had no makeup to wear on TV. I literally just had nothing. And I was like, oh my God, what an idiot. So I had to like borrow makeup and it was just
but it's Channel 4, don't they do your makeup for you?
Mm-hmm.
No. You do your own makeup.
Yeah. You heard it first, you do your own lipstick. I bet Sandy doesn't do her own lipstick.
Do you choose your own clothes as well? You don't get
you wear your own clothes and you have to wear the same clothes 2 days running.
Were you ever tempted to go in fancy dress? I turn up like dressed as a burger or something just to see what they said, or like dressed as Nelson Mandela. Probably not that actually.
No, tonight I'm going to be
I'm gonna be in the onesie like really high.
I could turn back time. I wouldn't have baked that cake.
No.
We sort of feel like there's a more of a glamorous edge to it.
Yeah. No, I mean it's not glamorous, but it's great. It's so much fun.
Can I ask you this? Do you get paid to go on it?
No, you don't get paid.
So you put in all that work, because I'm imagining with the technical, like you said, you're not allowed, you don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So did you not spend those 6 weeks? I'd be like frantically Googling,
I'm
like,
not gonna lie.
Weird cakes.
Yeah. I was revising as if I was doing some sort of, GCSE in weird food cake thing. So each week you'd be like, oh, what could the technical be this week? Not 1 week did I guess right.
Not shoe pastry, damn it!
Because, I'm always like, I mean, how do they get the heart in the Jammy Dodger? Yeah. Surely this week, that's what it'll be.
So funny that you'd spend like the hour before the technical with everyone else chatting, being like, well, it could be this and it could be that. And then you go into the technical, you're like, why do we even bother guessing? Because you're not even going to get close.
Now, spoilers, Raoul won. Yeah.
Did you really want him to win?
Do you know what? He is so talented. His cakes taste like nothing you've ever tasted. I mean, there was the cake week when I completely fucked it up and my cake was awful and Paul was like, this is terrible, and I tried a bit of my cake after and then I tried Raoul's cake. I was like, Jesus Christ, that is epic.
Better than Greg's,
literally. better than bloody Greg's.
That's what his website should be.
Better than Greg's. And his flavours, and I was like, oh damn it, they're right, it's really fucking good.
Yeah. So is that what happens, and afterwards you all eat all the cakes?
It's great. Yeah, they bring you like a slice of everyone's cake and you can try. And
oh, that's lovely. Like a little party every week.
Oh, but what about the one that the one that like Paul refused to eat because it was raw?
My shit cake. Everyone was like, I kind of want to try it to see what it tastes like. I'm like, thanks guys.
Do you have to eat that to be polite? Then you have to eat the shit cake. So to be nice.
Yeah, and it's like after the technical, you go in to try some and everyone goes for the one that won.
Yeah.
Like the one that didn't do so well, you're like, no. Yeah, it's good fun. And everyone's like, what happens to all the cake afterwards? You're like, the crew eat it. Like, there's a lot of crew there and they come in, and that's one of the perks of the job. They get to eat all of the leftover cake.
So it must be many, many, many camera dudes and ladies.
Many, many diabetics. What would you imagine?
But that's a huge thing. I mean, you've obviously been baking for years, and then all of a sudden you're baking with and lovely Prue and lovely Paul and Sandy. But you've also got, cameramen and ladies around you trying to get that perfect shot of you either sweating or fucking out. Or losing your shit kind of thing. And how does that kind of...
You get used to it really quickly.
Yeah.
And they're so lovely. Like, everyone who works on Bake Off is so nice and so kind. And it's all the kind of, like, really sort of, cheesy, oh, it's one big family. But actually, they are really nice people, and the cameramen, they really care about
you.
Then
it's not like One Big Family, because there's always some wankers in a big family, and people row all the time. I mean, so how is it like One Big Family?
Well, there are some.
Okay,
fine. I get going. It's fine. Okay. That's why I stop recording.
Yeah, pretty much. But they are really nice, and the cameramen really care, and when you do fuck it up,
yeah,
they're like, oh, shit. And you...
yeah.
And they've got to go right, and you can see they love them. They just really feel for you. And they're really... And, like, Noel, I remember, like, when, like, my dessert, like, my ball went...
Yeah.
And he just came over, and he just put his arm around me and just kissed me on the forehead. Didn't say anything, and then just walked away, and I was like, I just really needed that right then. I didn't need him to be funny and silly, and you know, I just needed a little bit of comfort and support, and that's what he did. And I was like... You know, and that, but that is, that's the whole feeling. Like, the tent is just a really nice, kind place to be. So.
Is Paul as intense as he looks? Is he?
Yeah. Everything you think Paul would be, he is.
Really?
You know, he is terrifying.
Because when he leans over to do the handshake, I find even that, because I always think, you didn't get one.
No.
Oh, well, you know. when I've done the Greggs test, and I go, but like when he leans over, I'd be like, because he's so stern, and the hand is so... Mm. I'd be like, is he going to shake my hand or is he going to cut my vagina? Like, he has that look. Like, it could go either way. And you'd be powerless to stop him either way. You maybe wouldn't want to, but you'd just be overcome.
Get lost in his eyes. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he is, like, he's got his blue eyes. Yeah, he is. He's a real force, you know. He is Bake Off, though. You know, that's who he is. But when he walks in and he walks around and he looks at your bakes and you're thinking, oh, I look shit. And I'm just, you sort of look at me and you think,
oh.
But there was a really lovely moment though, which you kind of saw what he's really like, and because he is deep down, he's a really nice guy. So when Mike fucked up my cake and cake week, I was crying because I cry a lot. Don't know if you noticed that. And I was sat back down at my bench, and he came over, and I was like, oh my god, why is he coming over? And he came over and he hugged me, and I was like, hell, Paul Hollywood's hugging me. This is like week two. And he hugged me and he was like, it's only a fucking cake.
Aww.
And he went, it's a shit cake. But it's only a fucking cake. It snapped me right out of it. Yeah. I laughed so hard, and I was like, do you know what, that's exactly what I needed at that point.
Yeah.
And he completely snapped me out of it.
Yeah,
and there's a lovely moment.
Was he cupping,
like,
your vagina as he said it? Please say yes.
No, there was nothing.
I find that so comforting in that moment.
There was nothing untoward. Just a gentle Hollywood hug. And it really did, like, that moment. And that was a really special moment to me. And that's his sense of humour, you know, he is funny.
No, I think they've got the balance right.
Yeah.
And I just want to steal all of Prue's jewellery.
Oh my gosh, I know.
It's a fashion.
I've got the glasses. You can have the jewellery.
Yeah.
I love the glasses.
She complimented my earrings one week and I was like, thanks, Prue. Like, wow, it just felt so special that she complimented my earrings. It was like, thanks.
I think she's great because she's got this great balance of, she's sort of the good cop, but she also sort of takes no prisoners.
Oh,
you know,
no,
I mean?
She will, you know, if she really doesn't like something, she will tell you. And you can see it on her face. You're like, oh, she does not like that. Yeah. And I really value her palette, especially because, you know, she's worked in the industry for 50-something years.
Yeah.
I mean, she's 78.
She is not.
She is 78.
She looks brilliant.
Isn't
I
she
need to eat more cakes.
Seriously.
Must be embalming or something.
Yeah. She's amazing.
Yeah.
And you know, she knows what she's talking about with her flavours. You know, she's won Michelin stars and all this kind of stuff. So you think when she says, I really like that flavour, you're like...
Yes. Shall we?
When Paul says that's baked to perfection, you're like, amazing. But yeah, when Prue says it tastes good, you're like, all right, yeah, I believe you actually.
Yeah.
Go with that.
Yeah.
And what does Paul know anyway? Only makes his bread, isn't it? What is it?
he just sort of knocks on a bit of
He's only made bread for the last, you know, 35 years.
Boy,
I mean,
it's bread, isn't it? How can it be? You know what I mean?
Really fucking hard, Ellie.
Really, air bubbles. You want to be with the air bubbles.
Just, you know, put a bit of, what is it, flour and water. Put some flour and water in a bowl.
Yeah, tell you what, you go put some flour and water in a bowl. Let's see if you can make some bread out of that.
I'm just saying, it doesn't. Oh, what do you need? Yeast.
Anything, I was going to say, you might want to add some yeast.
Can you use Marmite? Yeah. That's got yeast in it. Can you use that?
No.
Ooh.
I mean, you might be onto something there.
Look, I think I could revolutionise bread making. I could be the new Paul Hollywood.
Exactly.
Yes. Just not that hard. Making a meal of it. That's what
I
say.
The title of your book.
Yeah.
That's a very good title.
Yeah, excellent title. I just wanted to ask you, because what came across is that you had lots of lovely friendships. And are you still friends now the band's not together?
Yeah. You know what we really are?
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got the Baker's WhatsApp.
Right.
Where you're all chatting and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But then we had kind of like a sub group.
Yeah.
With people who I really connected and really actually, you know, we really became really solid friends. So it's like Imelda, Anthony, Ruby and Manon.
Yeah.
And there's just something, even though, like, for example, we only spent one weekend with Imelda, it's such an intense environment that we became immediately connected. And we really got on, and that's still going now. So in a couple of weeks, they're all coming to Bristol for the weekend.
Oh, wow.
So Imelda's flying over from Ireland, and Ruby, Manon, and Anthony are coming up from London.
Oh.
So, and we're going to have a weekend, and it's going to be great. They're really good people. They were incredibly supportive.
Mm.
And, you know, even when Imelda and Anthony went out, they were still messaging us every week. Every day, how are things going? How are the preparations going? Do you need anything? You know, and then every weekend, what's happened this weekend? How's it gone? Blah blah blah. You know, and that they were there the whole time with us. So yeah, it's such an intense, no pun intended, environment that you do become very fast, very good friends.
Yeah,
so
like you've been in a war together.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
little soldiers of dough. excellent.
Right. I loved Manon as well. She was one of my. Obviously, you were my favourite, but apart from you,
you don't have to say that.
I mean,
it's up to you to decide whether or not I mean it. but I loved Manon.
I've decided
as well. Yes, but like, and I think basically Manon is the solution to this Brexit problem.
Yes.
I think we should have a people's vote, and we should get Manon to basically be like, look, do you want me to live in your country and cook delicious cakes and breads for everyone? Although obviously bread's not that hard. Is this what you want? But she'd do it with the accent, obviously.
Oh, everybody would. I could listen to her talk all day.
And now you're well famous. Now
I mean, come on.
You're Bake Off famous, which is pretty famous.
Z-list.
No. You, millions and millions.
M, do you reckon M? Oh, wow.
Just being me.
I thought that was kind.
Oh. we're like Q, so I wouldn't worry about it. What would be your desert island cake? So you're on a desert island, right? I think we all know where we've got this format from. You're on a desert island and you've got, you know, your basic kitchen and it's only got the equipment and the ingredients to make one cake. What would it be?
Chocolate cake.
Your basic.
Yeah. Like I found this, I've just got a really good recipe for chocolate cake now.
Ooh.
And it's taken a while to get it right. Wish I got it right earlier on in Bake Off, but there we go. So I've got it right now, and it's just great. Like, every time it comes out really well. And Nora, my daughter, just loves it. She will just...
Can you share it, or are you saving it
for the book? No. It's on my Instagram. It's on my website.
Oh, what's it? Where can people find it? What's it called?
On my website, it's brianybakes.co.uk, and on my Instagram is brianymaybakes.
And is it just called chocolate cake?
It's just chocolate cake. Yeah, I put recipes up on my Instagram, because I'm quite keen on sharing recipes and, you know, trying to embrace it. And I'm trying to... start this new thing on Instagram of the way of putting up recipes, so I do it kind of in a step-by-step thing, which seems to be quite popular actually, which is great.
Yeah, you do a little swipe across
and then it's got the pictures of each stage with the instructions on it.
This is what flour looks like.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Here's how you pick up a spoon, moron.
This is butter.
That's what I need. Yeah.
But I did have someone earlier on. I was so cross, right? So I put up my recipe for vegan chocolate cake, which is what's in the box there.
What's in the box? I know we're going to get to
the box. Vegan chocolate cake. And on the ingredients, I put dairy-free spread. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the recipe, the method, I put the butter, might melt the butter, right? Some idiot screenshotted the butter bit, put it on Twitter, being like, she's put butter in a vegan cake. You know, like, really? Do you not think people can figure out that the dairy-free spread?
I thought that was Prickstick. Is that Prickstick? Butter,
yeah. Yes. I mean, Jesus, that's come it. On. Yeah.
Just conditioner.
Shea butter. It must be that. Like, come on,
cocoa
guys.
Butter.
Yeah, it must be cocoa butter. Yeah,
just any old moisturiser.
You know, like, vegan... aren't stupid. Like,
it's almost like there's some cunts on the internet. I mean, it could be that.
That is a revelation.
Absolutely.
That is brand new information.
Bombshell.
That's another website, cuntsontheinternet.com.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's such a good... I mean, oh. I think there's an idea there.
What's the, one of our favourite websites is You Park Like a Cunt.
Yeah, oh, that is brilliant. It is just people...
Hours of fun.
And, like, it's like people say, like, if you see someone parking really badly, you take a picture and you send it in to You Park Like a Cunt. And they put it up, and it's amazing. Another of my favourites is lookatmyfuckingredtrousers.com. You know, it's just pictures of hipsters and toffs in red trousers, and it's amazing. I love it so much.
Brilliant.
Now, Helen... So Helen writes the running order for the podcast. She writes the sort of questions for the guests. So she's written, but Bryony, you are more than just a cake maker, ? She's not sure. She thinks maybe you are just a cake maker.
Maybe, I mean, maybe I am,
And then she's put, it's like saying Henry Winkler was only the Fonz, Now, the thing is, Helen...
I was meant to say
Sorry, my mistake. The thing is, though, Henry Winkler was only the Fonz. Can you name one other thing that Henry Winkler has done?
He was in Scream.
He was in Arrested Development. He was very funny. He played the lawyer in Arrested Development. But it's
I stand corrected.
Arrested Development. Yes, what I was trying to get out, because the other night I saw an interview with Henry Winkler, and he said, every day of my life, someone comes up to me and goes, like to be only defined by
fire
that's for like 30-40 years someone's done that to him every single day, and he has to smile and go,
never heard that before.
But
that's the game. So I interviewed the Ernie Hudson, who plays Winston Zeddemore in the original Ghostbusters, and he was like, like everywhere I go to this, my kids won't go to the beach with me because people come up to me and they're like except probably not in a cat flap. Because he obviously lives in LA in a gated community. It's very nice. But he was like, do you know what? I figure that's the price I pay. I live in a very nice gated community. In the same community as Ray Parker Jr. Hilariously.
Oh my God, so,
like,
yeah.
He sees him in the personal Starbucks every morning. It's hilarious. And he was like, look, you know, I've made a lot of money off that movie. And, you know, I'm philosophical about it. Like, do you feel like that? Or do you feel like, no, I am Bryony May. I am not just Bryony May off of the Bake Off.
No, off. No, I am very happy to be Bryony from Bake Off. I am so proud to be Bryony from Bake Off. You know, it took blood, sweat and tears to get on that programme and to get as far as I did. And I will bloody well be Bryony from Bake Off.
Fucking milk that shit.
Milk it. Yeah, absolutely. But also, you spend so long not being able to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because you have to keep it silent. So you find out in April and then you can't tell anyone until the end of August.
Oh, shit.
Like...
That's longer than pregnancy.
Yeah. I mean... I don't think it is.
Is it? No, it is. No, as in, like, you know, you're 13 weeks. And then, like...
Oh, right. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I have an ability to make people feel thick. And everyone's like, I'm questioning my own intelligence when I talk to you, Helen. I'm like, you have that kind of spell on people. I'm really sorry.
Don't be sorry.
But yeah, that's a long time to
Yeah, it's a
secret.
Really long time. And it's such a fun secret as well. Yeah. And, you know, people will be like, what have you been doing this weekend? Nothing. Don't ask me again because I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
You know, and then I start telling people, like, well, I've got something to tell you. Are you pregnant? I'm like, no, it's better. I'm a bloody Bake Off. And they're like, you know, people
that
just,
is better.
Yeah, it's really cool. So, no, I will. I'm very happy to be Bryony from Bake Off.
Were you allowed a certain number of people you could tell? Obviously, I had to tell
you. It's just basically like your close family and friends.
Okay.
So, you know, you know, obviously my husband and my mum and my very close friends. Yeah, I'm pretty sure my husband's family thought we were having marital issues because I wasn't at any of the, like, for sort of 9 weeks, sometimes longer because of the practicing. I wasn't at any, kind of, wouldn't go and see Steve's parents, wouldn't go and see his family.
Oh my God, you had a legitimate excuse, though. I can't go again. I'm cooking.
And it worked, like, he couldn't tell his work friends, so they, you know, he came up with this, you know, story about the fact that I'd started up this language school in London. I mean, it was quite elaborate. Sounds exciting, Steve. What's
Thank
this
you.
Language school I started at? Yeah, brilliant.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
But let's talk anyway, even though you don't mind being briny off of the Bake Off.
Not anyway.
Talk about other things that aren't to do with the Bake Off.
Like that briny runs.
I do, yes.
Yeah, I love running.
And you run bloomin' half marathons and stuff. I mean, this is a nice balance with the cake stuff.
Yeah,
then.
I mean, so I started running, not last year, the year before, so February 2017. But because I've got polycystic ovarian syndrome, and my symptoms were quite bad, so I went to the doctor, and they were like, you need to lose weight, you need to lose 2 stone. I was like, okay, good. So...
You is fat!
I was, yes, basically, you must run. You is fat, you must do some exercise, because you weigh too much.
Do you think that news would have been easier or harder to hear from Paul Hollywood?
If he just looked at you and gone, you know what? You're fat.
That's your problem.
Yeah.
Sort your shit out. And I mean, the doctor was so sweet. He was trying to go through like all the scientific reasons why fat cells are really bad for polycystic ovarian syndrome. And I was like, so what you're telling me is I'm too fat. Like, let's just get to the
weight that you're carrying.
Yeah. No, just
a fat dude, bomb boss.
It's a shit cake. Just say it's a shit cake.
He was like, so basically, if you lose the weight, you'll feel better. I was like, oh, okay. So I started running. I did the Couch to 5K, and that was all right. That was fine. I remember calling my husband after I'd run 10 minutes. I was like, I ran 10 minutes. Oh, my God. And then I did a 10K. So I started in February, did a 10K in the July, early July. And then I was like, might try for the half marathon in the September.
Mm.
Nailed it.
Mm.
Well, I say nailed it. We ran it.
You finished it.
Yeah, we finished it and didn't die. And then I'm signed up for the Bath half in 2 months to run for the Jessie May Children's Hospice in Bristol. So yeah, so no, I love it. I find it's a bit like baking. I sort of think they're very parallel for me. Baking helped me at a time where it was really difficult, and running does the same. So it keeps me, you know, mentally, for my mental health. Whereas a few years ago, if I'd been feeling a bit low, I just want to curl up under my duvet and just be like, oh, whatever, get away world.
Mm.
Whereas now, if I'm feeling a bit low and a bit crappy, I literally do just put my trainers on, put my running gear on, and I go out for a run.
Yeah.
Because it just makes a massive difference. Mm. And there's This Mum Runs, which is, they are an initiative started up in Bristol by Mel Bound. It's amazing, and it's just a really supportive community of mums who do sort of group runs, community runs. She got a little present for Helen because she started running recently.
Oh!
From This Mum Runs.
Oh!
But Mel just wanted you to have this because...
Look, size 18, it says jog on.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, and there's another thing.
Yeah, this is my fave.
Run miles, eat cake.
Oh.
This is so me. And that's what I like about now is like there is a community, and I wish, you know, I had my first baby 10 years ago, and I wish there was that 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Because I did a couple of runs in Cambridge when I had a little baby, and I got like verbally abused while I was running by men in cars and things like that, which was really hurtful, and really, I found that really upsetting. And, you know, now if anybody says anything, I'll just tell them to go fuck themselves. But I was just like, oh no, I'm going to believe the lies kind of thing. But you don't have to, like, now if anything like that happens, lots of people will share that on Facebook groups and stuff like that, and will support each other. But yeah, like This Mum Runs is wonderful. And I love that people can share a wobble. They can share like, I can't do this, or I can't. Everyone's like, yes, you can do it.
Yeah, it's so good, because when I was debating whether I could even run a half marathon, like, I was like, well, I'll talk to some of the This Mum Runs guys, because they know.
Yeah.
And they're like, you can do it. If you think you can absolutely go for it.
All right, well, there we go.
Can we have a cake break, Ellie?
Yes, let's have a cake away.
I was going to say, like, it's like show and tell, but because it's a podcast, it's tell and tell.
Tell and tell.
Yes. Tell and tell. Bryony has made us cakes, everyone.
Yeah. Yes, let me describe the scene. So Bryony has turned up with this beautiful white box. It felt like my wedding all over again. It
it's looks professional,
exquisite.
Ellie.
It's a professional white, it's a huge white cake box.
Yeah.
Helen has arrived with a Star Wars lunchbox.
Yes.
Which is quite small.
We've all done our best, Ellie. That's all I'm
yes,
saying.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You've made a cake, but it's a shit cake. So
Can I
No, it's cracked a little bit, but it will still taste yummy. You ready? Dun 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 dun!
Fuck me sideways! Look what she's done!
Not Bryony, that!
Bryony has made us a cake, Ellie!
Oh my god, you should be on the Bake Off!
We are so bloody spoiled, and it's not just any cake. What is it, Bryony?
It's a vegan cake.
Oh. Yum!
I promise you, it's yummy.
It is yummy.
I'm going to turn you, but
I've heard that before, love. She didn't manage it.
Oh my god! So talk us through this cake, Bryony.
So it did crack a little bit. Sorry about that.
Oh
but
my god.
It's only because of the. It was. I made it yesterday.
Oh,
so
yum!
It's chocolate.
Is it chocolate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, vegan chocolate.
Yeah. Right.
Oh my god, so beautiful.
It is beautiful. It is beautiful to look at.
Thanks. Are you waiting till you try it?
Alright.
I'm convincing like this. So it's got, it's a chocolate cake. I did put some rum in it.
Yes, please.
It does help bring out the chocolate flavour.
Yes.
Mm. And then it's
we'll be the judge of that. Carry on.
I got given some spreadable rum.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Like a rum marmalade. So I put that in it.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
That sounds like something you could use in sex.
Why do you use normal marmalade?
Yes.
Oh yes, all right.
Or a lot of rum.
That's
have
right.
Rum sex.
That's right.
All the time.
He calls me Paddington and
take me up the rum.
Oh, Mrs. Brown.
How do you call yours?
Yes. We've had six wines, so it's
fine. To describe for the listener, this is a beautiful, it's an exquisite thing you've made. We've got like, is this a chocolate collar, I believe is the term?
It's not actually, it's
a
chocolate
ganache.
A chocolate ganache.
And it's a chocolate ganache, then this is a
like
vegan
a
shortbread crumb. Then it's got some vegan tiffin in the top, some vegan chocolate.
Oh my god.
And
it's covered in little golden balls.
Little golden balls, well I know you guys like a bit of sparkle.
And balls. And Helen, what have you bought for us?
Okay, yes.
Here we go.
I have made Bryony some vegan flapjacks.
Wow.
Now look, I'm going to get a knife in a minute and cut Bryony's cake probably a bit.
Eat my flapjack, Bryony. Eat my flapjack. It's vegan.
That's nice, that.
It's got a bit of chew.
That's nice. I actually like that. I'm pleasantly surprised.
I know.
So you need to try this. I want to convince you that.
And it's vegan and it's delicious.
Yes. And I'm going to cut it. Yes. We're
yes,
excited.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Now, as is the tradition, I'm going to make a wish as I cut the cake.
So, what's your wish?
The wish is, I wish it wasn't vegan.
She's such
a here
cunt.
We are. She's doing veganuary.
I'm doing
so
veganuary.
So this is where we are.
Yummy!
Yeah. Mocklet.
That's a great accent there.
Oh, Bryony, thank you.
It was lovely.
Oh, yum.
It's lovely, but it's not a normal cake.
It's not a chocolate cake, but it's delicious. What's the verdict, Thorn?
It is the best cake I've ever had in my mouth today.
Where else do you normally put cake?
Do you know what? No.
Really?
Not since university.
What do you think Prue would say? Do your Prue impression, Hen.
Yes, well, it's very nice.
She's not a Victorian doctor.
Oh, yes. That's very nice. Right, is it time for a game, Millie Gibson?
Oh, yes, please.
This is called Into the Cake Hole.
Ooh.
Excellent.
That sounds kinky.
It does. I know, right? Because I was thinking cake hole was your vagina, but it's your mouth.
Do you think it was your vagina?
What are you talking about?
She's already talked about putting cake in her vagina already.
That's true.
Oh.
But, anyway. I mean, I don't know what they get up to in Australia, but...
Everything goes down under. So
here we go, up my cake hole.
Okay,
up my cake hole, into the cake hole. I am going to list either a real cake or a fake cake.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so it's into the cake hole or into the fake cake hole or fake hole. That is neater. And so what I want you to do, so it's Ellie versus the Bake Off's Bryony. So I'm going to list a name of a cake and you have to
I'm glad you specified that because I thought you should be bringing a special... And here's Gary Wilmot. Sorry. Okay, but as long as we know, it's
Dame Bowers.
Okay,
Dame Bowers wasn't available.
Dame Bowers.
he was not available.
Oh, yes. No.
So I want you to buzz in. Choose a buzzer. Make a okay, Ellie.
Shit cake.
I'm glad you brought that up again.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Let's start the game.
Okay, I'm ready.
Is this a cake or not? A fat rascal. Bryony.
Is it cake?
Yes, it is. It's a Yorkshire cake.
What is it?
It's a closely related to the historical turf cake. It's a type of cake similar to a scone or a rock cake, both in taste and ingredients. It originated from Yorkshire from the 19th century.
The turf cake, of course. I mean, from the minute you said turf cake, I knew exactly what you were talking about.
That rascal.
The old turf cake.
Okay.
Yes.
Ready? Mexican hat cake.
Shit cake.
Ellie?
I think it's real.
No, it's not. I made it up.
I thought that's the sort of cultural appropriation people would naturally get into. But no.
I know. Okay. All right.
Also, they would call it a sombrero cake, wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Is there another Mexican hat?
No.
Don't know.
No. Okay.
Terrible now. We'll get letters. Right. From Mexican milliners. I think you'll find there's a wide variety.
Okay. Grandmother's clanger.
Shit cake. That's not a real cake.
Correct. All right. Miserable cake.
Barney?
Meh.
I'm looking at you.
Fake?
No, it's true. It's from Belgium.
Oh.
A type of almond sponge cake that is traditional to a Belgian recipe.
Oh.
But I think it's pronounced miserable.
Or miserable.
Yes, exactly.
Les Miserables. That famous novel by Victor Hugo.
Okay. Really? Summer Berry Grunt.
Now, either that's an episode of Last of the Summer Wine. I think that's shit cake, not real.
No, it's real. Oh. The line between cobbler and grunt is a fine one, but essentially a grunt is a cobbler that is slow cooked on the stovetop.
Mm.
Next one.
Sounds really similar to a grunt.
Fat lady's arm.
Meh.
Yeah.
Fake.
Yes. I don't know where I got the inspiration from. Okay. Depression cake.
Shit cake, yes.
Yes, it's from the USA. It's made without milk, sugar, butter or eggs.
Is it? Oh, so it's like a vegan cake.
Yeah. It's basically like your version of bread.
Yes.
And water.
That's what it's exactly. Depression cake.
That's the thing. That's the thing.
Here's your flour. Okay, so we have one more. One more.
Yeah.
German circus cake.
I don't know if that's true or not, but your reaction. I do like to snort.
Okay. Come on, Bryony. I'll give you first.
True.
No, no! I made it up.
Oh,
and that's the
it.
End of Into the Cake Hole. And the winner is Ellie.
Bryony.
Yay!
She's the guest.
Yay!
We didn't like her.
Keep score. Congratulations. What a fun game. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
I fancy a German circus cake.
I would like to see what that means or looks like. Shall we challenge? We should just make up cake names and say, let's inspire some cake baking.
Next time you come and you bring us a German circus cake.
Sure.
All right, good.
It'll be very neat.
Yeah.
And in a square, not a circle.
Yeah. You're all laughing now. In 20 years' time, it'll be the technical challenge on the baking.
Yeah.
Shall we start with some scummy mummy confessions, Ellie?
Yes, let's do it, Helen.
Yeah.
Go. Do the talking.
I was thinking about this, and there was like a couple of months ago, I'd gone out with some friends, and Steve, my husband, was at home with Nora, and I had a phone call about 1 a.m. being like, oh, you've got to come home, I'm really poorly, like he was being really ill, Nora's awake, blah, blah. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, all right, you know, be the good wife, go home. Anyway, so I got home. I was hammered. So I got home and spent the next 2 hours in my head over the toilet bowl.
Ugh.
And so Nora was just sort of looking at me going, Mummy, what's wrong? And I was like, don't look at me. So Steve not only then had to deal with Nora, he also had to deal with a really drunk.
Oh,
perfect. I mean, he's having the best night.
Me, and he was also ill. So, I mean, I really did not help in any way.
That is very scummy, Mummy.
Wasn't it, though?
Oh, that's grand. Yeah. My confession is, I went out for New Year's Eve this year for the first time in, like, well, probably 7 years since we had Charlie.
Yeah.
So, a long time. And we were like, yeah. And we went and had dinner with our three friends. John and Johan and Daniel, and they're great. And they, you know, they don't have kids, so they live this free and easy lifestyle all the time.
Yeah.
Pete and I obviously got very overexcited and had far too much champagne and then Prosecco and then vodka with, like, whatever supermarket cola was lying around. And it was all, you know, it was all great. And my mum was, like, sleeping over very kindly and babysitting. So we were like, yeah. And then we were like, oh, it's 4:30. Shit. And we were like, we better go home because, you know, Joe wakes up at 6 and we better get back. So we got back and the cab took ages and the bridges were closed. And it was all a fiasco. And we got back at 5:50 in the morning and my mum was already up with Joe. So we had to do the walk of shame into our own house. Hello, mum. Thanks so much for babysitting. Can you do it for another 3 hours? Yeah. Just while we go to bed. Please.
Did a little shower and I washed my face.
Yeah. Just need to
be lying down.
And let's just say the children watched a lot of television that day.
Hey,
fine.
And
Happy New Year.
Yes.
Happy New Year. Yeah.
And meat liquor do Deliveroo. So that's the learning from that day. So yeah, good times.
Oh,
Thorn, do you have a confession?
Yes. So for my 40th birthday, I was given a voucher for a massage. And so I got a massage just before Christmas. And I went to see a lovely lady. And she was from Mauritius and quite, what's the word? Rotund.
Voluptuous.
Right? Voluptuous. Yeah. Massive boobs. Massive boobs. And she gave me a massage. And when she leant over, her boobs rested on me like two medicine balls. And I liked it.
Oh, yes.
And I think I'll go back because it was just really...
Were they on your back?
Yeah,
were
so I had my head down.
In the hole?
In the cake hole.
And so basically her crutch was in the front of my head. And as she leaned to, like, you know, like, go from my neck down my spine, her boobs sort of rested on me and then she's like massaged my lower back.
Were they kind of like cupping your head?
Yeah, like enveloping me. And I'm like, and it was really, I don't know if that's scummy, but I just thought that was a confession I have to make. It was really...
Oh, it sounds like being suffocated by a bouncy castle.
No, but I had, because my face was in the hole, I could breathe.
Could breathe, yeah.
I was just sort of warmly massaged with hands and boobs. It was... But anyway,
wow, sounds nice.
I had a lovely time.
If that's what makes you happy, I'll do it for 5 an hour.
I mean, if we've got 5 minutes after, I'll do it.
Lay your boobs on me.
Just going to put our boobs on you.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Yeah. Save me 50 quid.
It's like laying hands on, we just lay boobs on. And we heal
some
you.
Some kind of boob, what's it, boob reiki.
Yes. Spooky. I do actually have one more confession.
Yeah,
oh, come on.
This is post-Christmas, okay? So imagine the amount of sheer volume of food I ate over Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
So when we put Nora to bed, we lie down next to her. I mean, we've dug our own, you know, grave in that sense. We've all been there. So I lie down next to her as she goes to sleep. And then she goes, oh, sorry, she's asleep. Ninja out of the bed, okay?
Yes.
So I sat up out of the bed and then tried to, like, sort of shimmy down to the end of the bed. But my fat rolls caught the duvet. And as I shimmied, I pulled the duvet off her. So she sat bolt upright as the duvet came off her and went, Mummy! And I was like, oh! So I had to lie down for another bloody half an hour. Oh. So this is why, guys. Yeah. You know,
the doctor just, says, don't
the
be
doctor
fat.
Says, don't be fat. Lustre's done. It was so bad.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, yes, that is the end of the podcast, I feel like. Thank you very much. You're really sad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice, but get out.
I've got to edit it. Thank you very much for listening. Do follow us on all the social things at Scummy Mummies. Come and see a live show.
Oh yeah, we're going up and down the country and we hopefully will be at the Edinburgh Festival this year. But more details soon from scummymummies.com. And our book, Ellie.
Yes. It's still in print. Yes.
Still in print.
Yes. Bryony, what would you like to plug?
Instagram, Twitter, at Bryony May Bakes, YouTube, at Bryony May Bakes.
And it's Bryony with an I, not a Y.
Yes, it is.
But it's also got a Y.
At the end. Just to clarify, that's BRIONY.
Exactly. Yeah.
And This Mum Runs, what is that?
This Mum Runs, they are at This Mum Runs,
yeah.
Thank you so much, Bryony, for coming on the podcast.
My absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for the cake.
You're welcome.
Until next time.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Real?
Yes.
Oh.
It's from Greece.
Is it?
Yes. It's the term for a hollow cylindrical cake prepared on a rotating spit in several... several...
Cervical?
Cervical European countries.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.